91X News.
It's 23 degrees and sunny at 4. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Belleville firefighters are on the scene of a fire on Harmony Road just off Highway 37. It appears to be a barn and grass fire. Belleville Fire have requested the help of Tyendinaga Fire to help battle the blaze. We'll have more details at 5. Police are still looking for a suspect in a break, enter, and theft from yesterday afternoon. At about 12:30 p.m., Central Hastings OPP were called to a shed on Sunsmile Lane in the municipality of Tweed. Police advised that sometime during the last 2 days, suspects entered the unlocked shed and stole a Mastercraft Pro Series 3500 portable air compressor, hip waders, 3 motocross jerseys, and a pair of motocross pants. Anyone with information on this crime is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. 2 new birthing centers are in the works where women can have babies with the aid of a midwife. Premier Dalton McGuinty says the centers will give expectant mothers more choice in where they have their babies. He says it's also less expensive than giving births in hospitals. No decision has been made on locations for the 2 centers. A strong earthquake with an epicenter in Guerrero State has been followed by an aftershock that has shaken southern Mexico. Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard's Twitter account says the water system and other strategic services are not experiencing problems. Reporter Jose Cohen in Mexico City says Mexico has a history of strong earthquakes and residents are prepared for these types of events.
Civil services are always ready for this type of event in terms of evacuating buildings, and there's always rehearsals. And so now those were put into place, and evacuation plans are in motion, and there's a lot of people gathering the streets after they evacuated the buildings.
Various reports have put the quake ranging from magnitude 7.6 to 7.8. A federal court judge has ruled prison authorities were within their right to place a young man who killed the teenage girl in maximum security detention. David Bagshaw, who had asked for a judicial review, claiming the decision was improper. Bagshaw was convicted of first-degree murder in the 2008 New Year's Day knifing death of 14-year-old Stephanie Rangel in Toronto. His 15-year-old girlfriend was also convicted of first-degree murder for badgering Bagshaw into killing Rangel. 2 of Graham James's victims say they wanted a harsher sentence than the 2 years given to the former junior hockey coach for sexually abusing former players. Bill Graveland has more.
This sentence today is nothing short of a national travesty.
Todd Holt, who along with his cousin Theo Fleury and Sheldon Kennedy were abused by James while playing in the Western Hockey League, says he conned the judge and is now laughing at the justice system. Sheldon Kennedy says his former mentor deserved a worse fate, but at least he'll serve some jail time.
In our system, the bar has been set low when it comes to these issues.
Holt says that James has left him, Fleury, and Kennedy all broken men. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press, Cochrane, Alberta.
That's 91X News. To 403, here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
The Denver Broncos have got their Manning. The Broncos have agreed to terms with free agent star quarterback Peyton Manning. The 5-year contract is worth $96 million. The deal is a victory for Broncos executive John Elway, who was a legendary quarterback for the Broncos. Manning's also considered playing for San Francisco and Tennessee. The Calgary Flames face a critical game on their playoff push when they take on the Avalanche in Denver. Calgary sits 11th in the West, 2 points back of Colorado. Meanwhile, Ottawa hosts New Jersey, Toronto welcomes the Islanders, and Edmonton visits Nashville. Speaking of Nashville, Alexander Radulov appears ready to rejoin the Predators. The 25-year-old forward posted a Twitter picture of himself on a plane, along with a message saying he's flying to Nashville. Radulov spent 2 seasons with the Predators before bolting to the KHL in 2008, even though he had 1 year remaining on his contract with Nashville. 4-time world champion Randy Ferbey is retiring from competitive curling. He says he made the decision just over a week ago. The 52-year-old from Sherwood Park, Alberta, won 4 Canadian titles as a skip and played on 6 national championship teams in all. Ferbey won his first world title in 1989 as a third on skip Pat Ryan's team. He won world championship as a skip in 2002 and added victories in 2003 and 2005. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Thanks, Jose. Today it's been mainly sunny with some humidity and a high of 22. Tonight we'll see a few clouds with fog developing overnight and a low of 9. Wednesday the fog will leave once again in the morning and then we'll have some sunshine with a high of 23. Thursday we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 9 and a high of 22. At 4:06, it's 23 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose DeBarros. News is next at 5.